Taking Intentional Risks by Debbie Corey. It was May 2020, and I was excited to attend a virtual online event. It promised to help business owners break through their glass ceilings. It had a proven process to help them achieve their goals. It was a 3-day event, and I had cleared my calendar to attend. One of the guest speakers was Barbara Cochran, one of the sharks from ABC's Shark Tank series. My intention was to learn information at this 3-day seminar that I could take back to my clients. As an avid learner, I was always looking for new ways to help them grow their businesses. By the end of the seminar, I wound up joining the organization. It offered coaching, masterminding, and a plan that helped business owners create companies that were self-sufficient. I had mixed emotions of excitement and fearfulness. What if it didn't work? Even more scary, what if it did? Little did I realize that this was the first step on a journey towards my life's work. My first coaching session was in May. I looked forward to meeting my coach for the first time. It was an opportunity to hear from an outsider how I could grow my practice. That meeting changed my life and my business forever. The pandemic had taken a toll on some of my clients and made me realize that I had to do things differently to help them succeed. At the time, I was a partner at another organization where each partner ran their own practice, had their own clients, and the organization for support. My coach asked me what my goals were for my business. It was simple. I wanted to help business owners and create a company with a 7-figure income. The next words he said to me sent me in a tailspin. You know, with the current setup, the most you can earn is a mid-6 figures. It took me by surprise because I had never considered that working alone and running my practice would have such an impact on my goals. To grow a business, I would need a team. The current organization I was working for did not allow partners to hire employees to expand their practices. The work had to be done by each partner individually. We ended the call, and I had some serious thinking and decision-making to do. Like many people, the pandemic taught me some valuable lessons. The services we provided to the business owners were not an hourly commodity. My worth was not just in the hours of service I provided to clients, but the strategy and experiences that I brought to the table to help them increase cash flow and generate better profits. Although I had been expanding my practice, I had not been doing it with intention and thought. My life was caught up in the day-to-day functions of my business. One of the first questions I ask new clients is, "What is your vision for the next 3 to 5 years?" To be successful, I had to answer this question for myself. What was the vision I had to help people in the business world? Zoom made it possible to work effectively with clients virtually now. No longer did I need to be limited to a geographical area. I knew the hourly model of work prevented some clients from reaching out with questions on important matters. How could I help more business owners and get fairly compensated in the process? While answering these questions, I realized that the way I did business had to change. The partners I worked for were amazing, but my goals had changed. My heart was helping smaller business owners in the 8 figures or less obtain their business goals. In June of 2022, the idea for a new business was born. The next meeting with my coach had a big impact on me. "So Debbie," he said, "what are we going to cover today?" I responded, "Well, I've been doing a lot of thinking about what you said in our last meeting, and you're right. I can't reach my goals under my current practice. I'm going to go out under my own umbrella. I'm writing a book called Loving Failure, Getting Control of Your Business Health, and have signed with a publisher to launch the book in November, along with my new company." My coach's response was, "Let's lock and load." Thinking through my vision made me more intentional with my business and my goals. I had wanted to write and publish a book for a long time. It was meant to be a helpful guide to both business owners who were new to the business and those who had been established. Finance can be such a hard topic because it has a language all its own. My goal was to speak in plain English and share stories, hints, and fails with business owners. It would be a reference for them when they wanted to learn how to use finance to create better business. Writing the book and launching the business in November were not the hardest things I had to do yet. The reason I had left the partnership was to be able to hire employees and expand my business to reach more clients. That first hire was terrifying. Many business owners experience this when hiring their first employee. I was scared because for the first time, I would be responsible for another person and their family and to make sure that the business was growing. I would have payroll. It was the first of many times that I would have to walk into my fear with intention and believe that it would work. That first employee was my executive assistant. She took all the day-to-day tasks that were not revenue-producing off my plate. That one hire helped me double my business the first year. It helped me start a business that would help business owners with CFO strategy, accounting, taxes, and tax planning. We hired accountants and analysts to help us. Our third year in business, we grew another 60%. We were on the fast track. There were so many fears when you own a business. You never know what the future holds. You don't know where your next customer will come from. Employees come and go. Clients come and go. Sometimes these issues will keep you awake at night as you navigate business ownership. I wanted to create a culture of giving for employees who wanted to come to work every day. To do that, I had to get more purposeful with my intentions and vision. My vision is to help business owners be successful. Successful business owners create great employee cultures and contribute to their communities by providing employment. Those employees and owners can then contribute to their communities and create a culture where people help each other in self-sustaining communities that create environments where people want to work, live, and play. That's intention. Living a life of intention is about knowing what you want and figuring out what you need to get there. My mother has taught me many valuable lessons in life. If you want something bad enough, you can make it happen. As a leader, it is your job to figure out how to make things happen. Leaders do not have all the answers. They do need to act and make decisions. Having a team and letting them know your vision and intention creates a company where people share your vision and want to make things happen. Intention is the willingness to walk into your fear and be willing to fail. Intention is making decisions, even when they are not popular. Intention is the power behind the actions to make things happen. Knowing where you want to be is the magic sauce to getting to where you want to go. Intention does not need to know the how and the what, just the why. The how and what will work itself out. Intention is the word that describes how to live a fulfilled life.